This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 686. What's on your mind? Four phrases using mind in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, a listener asks us what the difference is between on your mind and in mind. Find out what the difference is and finally learn how to use the phrase never mind like a native speaker in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's going on, Michelle? What's on your mind these days?
Oh, well, I am getting ready for Japan, although by this point, I'm already long back from Japan.
Yeah, when do you get back?
The 21st.
Okay. Yeah. So you're long back and you're back and I hope you had a good trip. We're looking forward. We're going to do an episode on your trip to Japan soon. I'm sure. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm planning a trip. So this episode's coming out on February 13th. So I'm planning a trip to Nashville at the end of February. So that's on my mind a little bit. That should be fun.
That's fun. Are you going to do a long weekend?
It's going to be a long weekend, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday with my friend Guy. And we're going to go down there. We're going to rent some bikes and go and see the live music, all kinds of good stuff. So,
oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I'm thinking already to July 4th because I'm hoping to do a little trip then. So if you have any suggestions, let me know. It's a long time away, though.
Definitely come up to New England and get some lobster rolls, I would say.
Right. That's a good idea.
All right. So today, Michelle, we have a question from a listener. So let's dive in. And today we're talking about the concept of something on your mind or in your mind. Okay. And we're going to extend that phrase in a bunch of different ways.
Okay.
So this is from Zhao Jun Zhu. Okay.
Okay.
And
all right. Should we go ahead?
Yeah, please.
All right. Here we go. Hi, dear hosts. Could you introduce when you use in your mind and when to use on your mind? I heard natives use them both. Just not sure if there is any difference between them. Thank you. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Okay. So we got this message
good
around
question.
The holidays.
Very good specific question.
It is a good specific question, guys. If you have a question like this, this question is great because it is very, very hyper specific. Okay. So ask that question. Send it to Lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Okay. So let's just jump into it. I mean, to have something in your mind, let's do it, Michelle. To have something in your mind, what does it mean?
That's funny. I've taught this one to students. I always teach this one. So it's
to have something in mind. Sorry, not in your mind.
Oh, to have something in mind. Okay.
One. Yeah. I want to start with
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. All right. Got it. Okay. So it means to be planning something in your head.
Okay. So for example, want to go out for dinner?
Sure. What type of food did you have in mind?
Okay, so this is a real chunk. So in this case, I made a mistake earlier, guys. Don't listen to what I said before. I said in your mind. But this is the chunk you want to learn here is to have in mind, right? What did you have in mind? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not what did you have in your mind. It's what did you have in mind?
Right, right, right.
Okay. What were you thinking about? Okay.
Right, right.
And now we're going to switch to something that sounds very similar, but it's a little bit different. And it's to have something on your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to be thinking about something, right?
Yeah. Okay. Similar. To be kind of has a sense of contemplative or ruminating, right? Mm. Something on your mind. What's on your mind, right? What's on your mind? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you look sad. What's on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay. So that the difference between to have something in mind and to have something on your mind would be what, Michelle, if you think about it for a second?
Like, what's on your mind? It's like, oh, that I'm really thinking about it. Like, it's kind of, you know, it's more like, it's more long term. Right? Maybe that I'm really contemplating something. And while to have something in mind, it could be more like, oh, what were you just thinking about maybe in this moment? I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. I would say to have something in mind, I would go back to the planning idea, right?
Yes.
Oh, what do you have in mind for this weekend, right? You're going to, I'm going to Peru. What do I have in mind for my trip to Peru? Well, I'm going to go on a trek. Michelle, what do you have in mind for your trip to Japan?
Eating lots of food.
You're going to eat a lot. It's a food city. Tokyo, for example, is a great food city. You're going to love it. So you, but then in terms of to have, you know, what's on your mind? Oh, you know, this issue has been on my mind a lot lately. I've been thinking about moving to California, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. So even though these two phrases are nasty and how close they are to each other, guys, I know this is painful, but really learn the chunks, listen for them, and do realize that they are a little bit different. Okay. Now we're just going to complicate things a little bit more. This episode, guys, is one you're going to want listen to a bunch of times, and you're going to want the transcripts for this. Okay. So go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts to get them. What's the next one, Michelle? Guys, if you want to connect with native speakers, then you need to use the words that they're using. To get the 100 most common phrases in English, go to allearsenglish.com/100 and download your ebook for free now. allearsenglish.com/100.
The next one is to keep something in mind.
Okay. So what does this mean?
So that means to remember. So it's usually said as an order or a request, like, please keep in mind.
Keep in mind that you should change the oil in your car every 3 months.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. To remember it.
Yeah, to remember it. So you can remember that with keep. Okay. Keep that in mind. And keep that in mind, guys, what that means. Okay. All right. And the last one. Now, this one I think is interesting because it varies by country a little bit, I've noticed. But in the U.S., when we say, I don't mind, what are we saying?
It means like, I don't care, right? It doesn't bother me.
It means it doesn't bother me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was teaching English in Tokyo, I had a couple of really close friends who are also colleagues from Australia, and they would use I don't mind to mean I don't, how would they use it? I don't mind. To mean I don't care when you're choosing between two things, right? Like,
I said, I don't care. I don't mind can mean I don't care.
Yeah. In Australian English, one thing I noticed, maybe if any of our listeners are from Australia, they could write in and tell us what this is all about. But I noticed when, you know, I would say, hey guys, do you want to eat at Izakaya A or Izakaya B tonight? They would say, I don't mind. Hmm. Right. And that to me is a little bit strange.
Yeah. So, that is interesting. So here it can mean, I mean, in American English, it can mean I don't care, but just in general, but more like it doesn't bother me. Right.
Yeah.
So for example, isn't that noise in your car annoying?
Meh, I don't mind. Or meh, I don't mind it much.
Okay. Right. So that's the difference. So usually in American English, when you say I don't mind, it's not choosing between two things. And that's the mm-hmm. difference that I noticed when I was listening to Australian English speakers. They'll use it to say I don't mind when they're choosing between two things.
Interesting. That is interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. So I would love it if any listeners are Australian, any teachers listening in, write into us and tell me if I'm crazy, if the people I was talking to were using bad grammar or what. I'm not sure. But I noticed that difference and I noticed it numerous times. Okay. Not just
interesting.
Once. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Let's just do a couple quick conversations, okay. Not exactly role plays, but just little conversations.
Okay.
Michelle, what do you think people should keep in mind if they move to New York? What are three things?
Okay. When you move to New York, keep in mind that it's very expensive. You want to think about that when you're budgeting and deciding to move here, mm-hmm. And see, you know, which neighborhoods are the best to move to for your particular budget. You should also keep in mind, that you need to kind of walk in a faster way that you would in the past, right? So you kind of got to keep up to speed with the crowd. And the third thing is, keep in mind that it can be a little bit challenging in the beginning to find your way, right? So if you move there and you already have a group of friends, that's great. But if you don't know too many people, it's going to take some time. But just, you know, keep that in mind.
I love that. Thanks, Michelle. That's some great advice. Wow. Very nice. And is there something, so now we know that you've been living in New York for about, what, 5 years, 7 years?
Almost 7 years. Wow.
7 years. Okay. Is there something that you minded when you first moved to New York, but you don't mind anymore?
That is a great question. I minded how crowded the trains were, but I don't anymore, but I still mind that.
yeah.
So, I think I don't know.
For me, when I first moved there back in in 2006, I minded walking. I minded all the walking. Like I was like, how am I going to get used to this? There's just so much walking. But by the time I had been there for just a few months, I loved the walking.
Yeah, I love the walking.
Love walking, and I still love it. I don't do as much of it here in Boston as I used to, but I still walk a bit. And when I have to be in a place where I can't walk, I go nuts. Like this past week, I was up taking care of my niece, and they live in rural New Hampshire. So we were kind of cooped up in this house for 3 days, and I kind of went nuts.
Wow.
You know, it was like I needed to move, and I needed to walk, and I couldn't do it out there. It was tough. Yeah.
Oh, man. That would be hard for me, too. I am very used to walking. Like some days when I don't walk as much as usual, I feel it. I feel it like in my legs.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you feel it. Your body needs that. It's true, right? So yep. I hope that was clear for our listeners there. The first question I asked you was, what should people keep in mind? And you gave us some good advice, right? And then I asked you, you know, what did you mind before that you don't mind anymore, right? Mm-hmm. I don't mind. Like, I don't care about. It doesn't mm-hmm. bother me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what's our bonus phrase for today, Michelle?
Never mind.
Yeah, I love that. Well, let's demonstrate it, what it means here for our listeners. So, oh, hey, look at the sky.
Wait, I got to tie my shoe. Okay, what is it?
Ugh, never mind. It was a plane, but it's already gone. Okay, so I think our listeners probably got what it meant right through that demonstration. Okay, so what does it mean, Michelle, just in case we missed it here?
It's like, forget it.
Forget it. Forget it. Don't look anymore. The moment has passed. Never mind. Super common. I'm surprised we haven't taught this one yet, Michelle.
Yeah. I like that you were so excited about seeing the plane. I don't know. That just made me laugh.
Well, I get excited about the little things in life, Michelle.
It was a plane. Yeah, I like that. Okay.
All right. Well, that's good. That wraps it up for today, Michelle. And guys, remember, if you are getting ready for your IELTS exam, go on over to the IELTS Energy Podcast. Subscribe there. We have some hot content over there for you. Very cool. And also, you're going to want to get the transcripts from today because these phrases are quite similar to each other, right? So it's a minefield out there, guys. Go over to allearsenglish.com/transcripts and get your transcripts to see every word that we said on the show. Okay?
Awesome. All right, Lindsay. Well, I will talk to you later. Bye, guys.
Take care, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.